Unit 12. Track 50.
The first real eye-opener I had of what life was like in the African forest was on my first ever expedition. It was the first day, and we ended up making camp early that evening. I was exhausted, and I fell fast asleep immediately. About 4 hours later, I was awakened by a lot of screaming and shouting and the words, "Nyoko! Nyoko!" It was the local trackers shouting. Then I heard loud trumpeting and sounds of heavy steps. Basically, we'd put our tent in the middle of a giant elephant path. We couldn't have picked a more inappropriate place. By the time I'd managed to get all my gear and get out of the tent, all the trackers and all of the local guides had already disappeared into the night. When we came back, three of the tents were completely flattened. That was my first taste of camping in the forest.
A couple of summers ago, we went to Siberia. We were looking for mammoth bones and tusks, and even hoping to find some mammoth mummies. We flew in on a small plane. It's pretty remote and deserted. When you land and get out of the plane, you look around and there's nothing there. And you set up your camp and there's still nothing there. And you're sitting there, relaxing, in total silence, and there's nothing. Then all of a sudden, you're joined by 10 million mosquitoes. I remember we made this kind of rice and fish dish for dinner, and we were sitting there trying to enjoy it while being eaten alive by mosquitoes. We had nets over our heads, but they were totally inadequate. The mosquitoes could still bite you, and you had to take the net off in order to eat. Every time you did that, hundreds of mosquitoes landed all over your face. They got in the food as well. It was just one part rice, one part fish, and one part mosquito. You could go crazy after just a few days of that.